بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله this is the last day of the Islamic Jalsa and inshallah the time of Duha Salah the Islamic Jalsa will be coming to an end. So just as on the first day we mentioned that a person should have a niyyah, he should have an intention as to why we are here. So today also on the last day we should renew that intention of ours, that why have we come over here. And our objective, our niyyah should be that we have come to correct ourselves, to gain the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be among the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And according to the niyyah of a person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward a person. Just on making that niyyah, a person will get that reward. As Mawlana Qamar Zaman sahab, Daud Barakatuh, he mentions, that when a person, he reaches old age, then in old age a person, he cannot do much a'mal, generally a person gets weaker also in his old age. But he says at that time, when a person reaches old age and he cannot carry out actions, he says now a person should make niyyah. And on that intention, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him that reward. So keep this in the back of our mind and continue renewing our intention as well. Inshallah we will commence this morning's session with a nazam by Hafiz Ahmed Ishaq sahab, who is the grandson of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the kalam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akbar sahab rahmatullah alayh.
Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi aah jo dil tere कामिल नहीं आप चाहे हमें ये कर्म आपका आप चाहे हमें ये कर्म आपका वरना हम चाहने के तो काबिल नहीं आप चाहे हमें ये कर्म आपका वरना हम चाहने के तो काबिल नहीं दो जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं आह जो दिल तेरे गम का हामिल नहीं आपका आपका हूँ मैं बस और किसी का नहीं कोई लैला नहीं कोई महमिल नहीं आपका हूँ मैं बस और किसी का नहीं कोई लैला नहीं कोई महमिल दो जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं आह जो दिल तेरे गम का हामिल नहीं जिस जगह आपका कुर्ब मिलता न हो जिस जगह आपका कुर्ब हो के मंजिल भी वो मेरी मंजिल नहीं जिस जगह आपका कुर्ब मिलता न हो के मंजिल भी वो मेरी मंजिल नहीं दो जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं आह जो दिल तेरे गम का हामिल नहीं आप चाहे हमें ये कर्म आपका वरना हम चाहने के तो قابل نہیں غیر عقل سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر عقل سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں غیر عقل سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل سے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل دے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
جزاكم الله خيرا for that beautiful rendition. In the poem of Hazrat Akil Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, India has it mentioned very briefly, he says that you haven't gained the enjoyment of the two worlds, that the person got no enjoyment of this world, of this dunya also, of this current world that we're living in. And a person does not have the enjoyment of akhirat as well. Which type of person? A person that does not have the love of Allah Ta'ala. If you have the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, life in this world also will become enjoyment. Life in the akhirat and in the year after, that life will also become enjoyment. But on condition that you bring the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your heart. Thereafter it says, he says that, O Allah, that you desiring us, you making us close to you, O Allah, this is only your kindness. That where are we deserving of gaining, of becoming close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So this is only the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat mentioned that he had had a dream. So this dream that he had, he narrated it to Hazrat Akim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat told him, he said, don't attribute it to any action of yours. This is your karam, Allah. This is your kindness upon us, O Allah. Similarly, our salah that we perform, Allah, it's your kindness. You bringing me in your house. We fasting in the month of Ramadan, reading Tarawih. This is your kindness, O Allah. I'm reading Quran Sharif. Allah, this is your kindness. I'm waking up for Tahajjud Salah. Allah, this is your kindness. So attribute everything to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then further he says that I'm only yours, O Allah. And nobody else's, no Layla, no woman that I want, but I'm only yours, O Allah. And then he says, where do you get this closeness of Allah? So where you don't get this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get this attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although this may be a station in life, but in reality it is not my station. Because I got a destination to reach, and my destination to reach is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he says, that whoever connects his heart with anything besides Allah, whether it is woman that a person connects his heart to, whether it is his wealth and his car that he connects his heart to, whether it is his home that he connects his heart to, غير حق, anything besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if a person connects his heart to that, he says that person who's connected his heart to anything besides Allah, he doesn't carry your love of Allah in his heart. And here also we find that a person, he definitely, every person, he has got love for his wealth also. He's got love for his business as well. Nobody says that it is totally impermissible. But look at the principle, that 49% of your love attributed to your house also, to your wife also, to your family also, all this 49%. And 51% majority, this is Allah Ta'ala's love. So if you have 51% for Allah and 49% for everything else, then you should be on the safe side. And then finally he said, that person who hasn't got the sohbat and the companionship of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his love is not love in reality. His grief is not grief in reality. A person that has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the qualities of Allah, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a different splendor. Making tafsir of this, fi kulli lahdin min al-lahdhat, wa fi kulli waqtin min al-awqat, that every split second Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in a different world altogether, in a different splendor altogether. Therefore that person that has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also is in a different splendor at all times. Kabhi i'tiraf e qusoor hai. That sometimes a person is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is crying, Wallah, I've committed so many gunas, Wallah, so much of wrong I've done, Wallah, forgive me. He's crying and tears are rolling on his face at the time of tahajjud salah. Kabhi i'tiraf e qusoor hai, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. Sometimes a person is reciting Quran, he's performing salah, he is so happy that I got this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? He's connected to Allah. So Allah every moment is in a different splendor. You made your connection with Allah, you also at some time you are crying, sometimes you are enjoying the obedience of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us in love. Now inshallah next we will have a program by Hazrat Maulana Ridwan Qazi Sahib, who is also a Khalifa of Hazrat Daum Barakatum, and Hazrat Maulana is an Ustad also at the Darul Nomi Azhar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. We will just make ترجمة and a little bit explanation of a few verses of Quran Sharif, wherein Allah تبارك وتعالى explains the conditions of the world around us and how revolutions take place in the world and what is called Islah and Tazkiyah in the light of Quran. So Allah تبارك وتعالى gives an example of what the world would have been and what it was before the coming of divine current, and the divine current of our era is called Al-Quran. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about, remember the time وَإِذَا بُشَّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى. There was the time where a person would get the glad tidings. It was glad tidings that you got a daughter. But because shaitan had made the actions of man so wicked, so terrible, like what the world we live in today, that where abortion is regarded like nothing, where they know that the child that's in the womb, it understands that the only protector is the womb of the mother. And that child after 4 months, it gets its soul, it gets feeling, it gets understanding. And then the time comes where the child finds that something is looking into that womb. That is the claws of the doctor behind. At that time, our Honorable Sheikh says, the child clings to the womb of the mother, looking for protection in the very person who has signed the document to remove this child. So the child is holding there. And then that thing comes, and it pulls. One is where you slaughter an animal, you hit this nerve first, so the whole animal goes unconscious. Whatever happens after that, it feels no pain at all. But that child, no nerve is hit. The child's leg is pulled. How much of the leg they can get. Then the finger is pulled. You're trying to grab for the head. The child is moving this way. The amount of suffering that takes place in the womb, it's a world of animalism. So Allah Ta'ala says, it was and it will be that the person got the glad tidings, you got a daughter. But instead of getting happy, walla wajhu muswaddan, his face would become black. We know the pagan Arabs. Yatawara min al-qawm. Now he is hiding from his people. Min su'i ma bushira bih. His disgrace at glad tidings. There was no disgrace in getting a daughter. What disgrace was it? But because shaitan puts it in the mind of man, he makes man think upside down. For a woman to wear clothing was an honor. But in an upside down world, for a woman to remove her clothing is an honor. For a man to live happily with his wife, supposed to be an honor. In an upside down world, for a man not to have a wife is an honor. Have how many mistresses you want, it's all fun. Let a man take a second wife, third wife, everyone laughs, even believers laugh. On which one alim explained that the thing that hurts the most is that when a man takes a second wife, then the Western world, they do mock and laugh. But when we hear Muslims mocking and laughing the issue, then he says, I fear that the iman of that individual is going out. Because it was in command of Almighty Allah that if there's a need, make the nikah. So we will say, no, not here, not in this situation, not in that situation. But because we have been gripped so much by custom, that we make a mock out of the thing which is part of our own deen, because of an upside down world of understanding. So Allah Ta'ala says, it was so terrible at that time, that the man now is making decisions, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُمْ. Must I keep this daughter with disgrace? أَمْ يَبُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Or rather I just take her alive and bury her in the sand. And that alive burying in the sand is the same alive pulling the child out of the womb. It was a mad world. At that time and today also people think that when so much evil is taking place in the world, then how come the divine punishment of Almighty Allah doesn't just land? It grabs that empire, it grabs that empire, it grabs that country. So Allah Ta'ala gives what an answer. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يُعَاقِبُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. That I know everyone is making dua. Oh Allah, destroy him. Oh Allah, destroy him. Allah Ta'ala says, if I was to destroy man immediately because of their evil, you would also be destroyed. You also would have been gone, because we all know they could be big zalim, we also just as big. Where they are hitting 2,000-3,000, we got one wife in our control, but we also giving her one shot. There would be no one left. مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ. There would not have been a single moving creation left on the earth then. Everyone would have been gone. وَلَاكِي يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. The system of this world is that there's a time for everything. You got your exam, they got their exam. The systems of evil got their exam, your house also got an exam. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. And when your exam is over, then you're not going to manage to escape death. Then you have to land up in front of Allah. But it's a world of evil. Allah Ta'ala says, in this world of evil, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. They attribute things to Allah which is terrible. What they themselves don't want to even hear for themselves, they say, God, the Creator, nature is like this. In the Google, you will hear jokes. They're always making jokes about Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus of the Anbiya, and they make jokes of Almighty Allah Himself also. That's their job. That's it for al-sinatuhum al-kadhib. And then lies and lies are on their tongue, filth and filth. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you read that, I know you become irritated. And you want divine punishment. La jarama anna lahum an-nar. Allah Ta'ala says, fire has been written for them already. They are going to get Jahannam. So leave that, their side. And it is not only today they are so bad. Allah Ta'ala says, whichever nation we sent a Nabi before you also, they were also terrible. Zayyana lahum ash-shaytanu a'malahum. The worst they used to do, but shaitan used to make that most terrible look very smart. فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Today shaitan is their friend and their helper. Behind the scenes, you might call it lobbies, you might call it secret agencies. It's a shaitani world. And for them is a terrible punishment. So they are out now. Now Allah Ta'ala says, forget them, worry about yourself. That you are living in an environment of evil. You are surrounded by filth and dirt. You are drowning in drugs, in porn, in womanizing, in whatever filth is grabbing you. And now a feeling comes that I want to change. But you are like a person drowning and you're putting your hand up. Can I ever come out of this world? So Allah Ta'ala says, if you make an intention to walk to your Allah, everything will happen. So the person first will say, but I'm dead. I got no heart. I'm in the masjid, everyone is crying. I'm not crying. Everyone is saying subhanallah, I'm not saying subhanallah. Everyone is waking up for fajr, I'm dead. Can a dead man come to life? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. It is for this revolution that we sent Al-Quran to you. That this Quran was now sent to make the entire revolution, which we heard in the previous bayana. That this Quran will do the work on two conditions which will be mentioned. Allah Ta'ala said, we sent Quran. What will this Quran do? It will make a dead heart come alive. In which manner? Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That I want you to look at the world when it is winter, when it is autumn, when everything is dead, and now you are waiting for the rains. The farmer is waiting. And as that water comes from the sky, it is one water. It got no color. It got no taste that is different. It is that same water that rains down. The ground could understand the water, perhaps the ground doesn't understand the water. Whether the ground knows how to take in the water, it doesn't know how to. The water does its own job. As the water goes where it's supposed to go, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. With that water, Allah Ta'ala says, I make a dead land come alive. Similarly, with my water of Quran, I'll make your dead heart come alive also. When I will send it, but on condition that you are waiting to accept it. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, if you're listening well, in this there's a major sign for you. That when you see the rains coming, and when you see life coming back to the earth, then think, if water can bring life in the earth, the speech of my Creator, it can definitely bring life back to a dead heart. Then Allah Ta'ala gives the second, that the person will say, that I want to come right now. Life is coming back, but my friends, my environment, my family, I'm surrounded by evil all sides. I'm in school, there is this happening on one side, there is this happening. I come home, on one side my brother is watching television, on one side my father is doing drugs. I don't know how I can say straight, surrounded by so much of evil. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ. That answer you will get when you look at the animals. When you look at goats, when you look at sheep, when you look at cows, When you look at any animal that gives out milk, so we will just take the cow as the example. Allah Ta'ala says regarding the cow, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ, that the drink that comes out from the cow, what is that drink? It is milk. But where it comes out from? It comes out between two pipes. On the one pipe, Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثِ, on the one side there is all the dirt, the filth, the stool of the cow. That is moving in one pipe. Wadamin, and on the other side there is blood. That is moving on the other side. On the one side there is wars taking place in the world. On the other side there is all shaitani filth taking place in the world. You are surrounded by all of these temptations and evil and difficulties and trials and calamities. But the milk also was surrounded by blood and it was surrounded by filth. But when we took out the milk, we took out pure white milk. It came out so pure that it was not affected by the color of the red blood. It was not affected by the smell of that stool. It came out pure. If we want to, and you really take your heart onto Quran, you will come out through this world of examination, and you will also come out so pure, so pure. Labanan khalisan, you will be pure white milk. سَائِغَلْ لِشَارِبِينَ, that when you drink that milk, you can't even smell a little bit of the dirt. It goes down so nice. You become palatable for the world. So how that milk comes out, and think of the color of the milk as it comes. As that milk comes out white, 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 a black heart, Quran will make it just as white also. It will happen. But Quran can do miracles as long as man is ready. Now Allah Ta'ala says the only condition is, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. It got to do with who's using the Quran and with what intention he's using it. Allah Ta'ala says in the fruits of the world, if the man got a good intention, then he can make lovely, lovely juice, a lot of food, a lot of things that are enjoyable, beneficial for the world, rizqan hasanan, if his intention is good. But with the same fruits, if he wants to, he can make his liquor and intoxicants also. The same fruits. It got to do with what's your intention and the man who's playing around with the fruit. Your intention is good, then you will never make an intoxicant out of Quran. But if your intention is bad, you will find in Quran what you want to find, and it will lead you to Jahannam also. Which Quran says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. With this very book, those who had no good intention, they took themselves to Jahannam. And with this very book, those that wanted to find Allah, they found the Allah. It got to do with your intention. And then it got to do with the hand that is playing around with Quran. Meaning you yourself don't understand Quran. So you will have to land up by someone. You will need a teacher, you will need a guide, you will need a sheikh. If that sheikh is genuine, your entire work will get done. If that sheikh is not genuine, he can take you for a ride. Empty your pockets, empty your heart, take away your izzat and your honor. He can make an intoxicant out of you, or he can make you something unique in the world. For which reason, before finding a spiritual guide, look properly at Quran and Sunnah. Look at the people around him. Look at his words, look at his private life, look at his outside life. It is just not an issue of love, and not an issue of fancy words. You have to make a proper thought that this man is going to be playing around with me. If I get the wrong man, where he will take me? One robber, he reached a time in his life, he couldn't make money anymore robbing. So his wife said, without robbing, where are you going to get money from? Sustenance. So he said, my body is no longer a robber, but my mind will remain robber till I die. So I can make money out of anyone anyway. So he says, you wait here, but I'll tell you what to do. That I want you to make round balls. In that ball you must pull a lot of this, what we call herbs. Things that give a lot of strength. You call it in Urdu, ma'ajoon. Very powerful. That I eat little bit, it will pull me the whole day. And you make it round, it must resemble the same balls which are kept outside the toilets. In the past, they never had toilet paper. They would use what is called this mud cloths. So you make like mud clocks, but it must be, I must see, halwa, sweet, but mud clocks. And then there will be a certain toilet near a certain masjid. You will come there every day with your niqab, your burqa, and you will leave it from year to year. So you got like 10 halwas there, but it will look like a mud clock. She says, for what is this? She says, you just do what I do, I'm telling you, and work will get done. Now he takes a long tasbih,
Subhanallah, subhanallah, he lands him in the masjid. People say, who's the stranger? So at the beginning when people see a stranger, no one's interested. But when he starts making subhanallah, subhanallah in one quarter sitting, so now people's eyes start going, but everyone makes subhanallah. But the problem, this shaykh, besides subhanallah and going toilet, he's not eating food. Because they don't find him. They ask him, shaykh, breakfast? He says, ma Allah is feeding. But where is Allah feeding him? He got his halwa in the toilet. Every time he goes, he takes his mud cloth and enjoying. Now he comes back. Breakfast is gone. Lunch is gone. Supper. When 3 days have gone, then the whole town is talking that this man is getting sustenance from the heavens. Now that subhanallah got life, now they are begging shaykh, give a bayan. He can't give bayan. He says that my heart talks, not my mouth. I talk with the heart. Now he's making tawajjuh, he's looking. Love is the issue of love. Within a month, he got the whole crowd, he got the whole town. Now he'll meet his wife one afternoon. He'll tell her, plan B now. Plan B, you will land up in the masjid when my whole jamaat is there. I'm making tawajjuh, they're making tawajjuh. You got the woman, you got the men, you got the children. You must stand up. And you must say, you fraud, you liar, you evil, I found you at last. And then he explains to her what to do. Everything is ready, she stands up. From the back, she's in niqab. You liar, everyone is turning. She says, how can you speak like that? Don't you know the man? She says, I got him, I got him. He says, what are you talking about? Sheikh puts his head down. He says, she's speaking the truth. Everyone is silent. What are you talking about? His head is down. He says, it was many years ago. It was my era of evil, ignorance. I fell in love with this daughter of this woman. We did what we did and then she fell pregnant. I never know what to do. The last resource for me was I killed her. I killed the child, I killed her. I put her in the ground and I ran away from there. And she found me at last. And he puts his head down. And he keeps quiet for a while. Then he puts his head up. He said, I'm ready to be hung. I'm ready to be killed. I want to meet my Allah clean. Take my life, take my life. Everyone is shocked. They're all looking at the woman. Say, forgive the sheikh. She said, I'll never forgive him. I want his life. He said, give my life. I want to meet Allah pure. Everyone is begging her, begging her. Now they know the masala is if the woman agrees on a certain huge amount of money, you can free the sheikh. Someone says, how much you want? I want his life. Everyone. The gold which never came out from zakat, the gold is coming out. The silver is coming out. Diamonds are coming out. House by house is pledging money. Double his size, triple his size in wealth. The heaps are there. Finally the woman looks at it, looks at it, looks at it. She says, okay, I'll forgive him. The whole crowd, Allahu Akbar. Sheikh looks down and says, you shouldn't have done it. I told you, give my life. They say, sheikh, for you. Sheikh looks down, goes in sajda, says, leave me alone for the night. I want to thank Allah. The next morning they come with breakfast for the sheikh. We are going to have breakfast. Sheikh is gone, their money is gone, wife is gone, everything gone. Why? You got the wrong hands. With the wrong hands, your heart won't find Allah, your pocket will become empty. But if the hand is right, and the intention is right, you find the right guide. Allah tabarakala then ends. That you will live in a world where the whole world will tell you, how can you find your Allah? There are so many evils around. Allah tabarakala says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Haven't you seen the bee? When the bee goes from the hive, it goes into a meadow of millions of plants. It goes miles and miles and miles away. It finds the plant that it needs for its pollen. It will now have to go back to the hive to tell the other bees, I found it. As it goes, it got no garment, it got no GPS, it got no phone to phone and say, you know what, I lost my way. There are so many flowers, so many hives, I don't know which country I landed up in. As it goes, Allah Ta'ala says, we put a magnet on the heart of the bee, which makes it find its way in the maze of the entire atmosphere. It will never get lost. It will go straight home. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Your Allah put a word in the heart of the bee that you go in the world, فَسْلُكِ سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَ. The roads of the world have been opened up for you. You will never get lost. Similarly, that man whose heart gets connected to Allah, he will never get lost. Forget getting lost. When the bee finds that pollen, what that pollen is now makes a honey which will benefit the entire world. Allah Ta'ala says, when your heart will get connected with my Quran, your intention was good, the guide was good, what will happen? Forget you getting lost. You will know the path. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. From your inside, we will now take out such things. From the inside of the bee we take out a drink. It got different colors, it got different tastes, but every one of it is fihi shifa'ul linnas. In every one of the honey of the different bees, there is cure for mankind. Similarly, you, when you will connect your heart to Allah through Quran, your guide is good, your intention is good. Forget you getting lost. We will take out from your tongue, from your hands, from your body, such words, such actions, such doings, that you, in your own way, in your own color, you will be a cure for the rest of mankind also. You will make a revolution in the world. You yourself will stand right. You will make many others stand right. All you have to do is connect to Quran. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, think well about the subject matter. Ponder about it. That if I want to be right, everyone says times are very bad. Prophet Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah would say that the time does not make us, we make the time. We don't go with the flow, we flow against the flow. We go against the waves. We are different in society and we make the entire world different. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.